Yo. We back. You back, Peels Clinton, with the Peels Clinton Diaries. Today I'm doing the Bathtub Chronicles. You know what I'm saying? For the talk about something I just realized in the past couple of days, you know what I'm saying? How people are. You know, you can meet people and y'all can have a chemistry out. I just like no other. It could be chemistry like no other. But it don't mean you made for each other, though. And I think that's where we get it wrong. But I learned that this weekend. I really learned you can have chemistry with somebody, but y'all don't mesh. And I really personally, I don't think I got chemistry with no, well, I don't think I mesh with nobody. Because nobody really understand me and how I roll. And I like that. I don't want nobody to know me. That's the whole thing. I'm not trying to put myself out there to be known like that anymore. So, you know, I had to go and do this little episode today. Because I hadn't done the Bathtub Chronicles in so long. But I ain't doing it live no more. I'm doing it on my podcast. And I got to, you know, a text this morning from somebody that I know, and it was like saying some crazy stuff. It's almost like she was talking about, it was almost like a way out. I gotta say this to make myself feel better so I can do this. And B, on the other hand, I ain't even thought nothing about it like that. You know what I'm saying? Because it just, you can have great chemistry, it just might not mesh, you know? But me, I'm always to give things, feel things out. It's like, shit, doing that is like having a preseason. You know what I'm saying? You got three, four games. So we got to get to know each other more than once. So, but I only went with this person one time. And I've heard more shit about me than anybody I have in my life. So I know it's bullshit. That's why I didn't even respond to the shit. I didn't even say nothing. I ain't trying to explain nothing. Fuck all that. Because it's just, that's a way out. So if you want a way out, I'll open the door and you can go. It's not like that I need you for anything. You know what I'm saying? I don't need no female for anything. Nothing but companionship. I don't need your money. I don't need your car. I don't need nothing that you get. Nothing but companionship. That's it. If we can't have that, then fuck it. Move on. I ain't fucked up about it. That's what I'm not. I'm not fucked up about it because it's like this. That's the less problem I got to worry about or deal with every day with the shit I already got going. So, it didn't even bother me. You know what I'm saying? I didn't even think of it. I'm like, shit, okay. You know, okay, shit, okay. That I'm used to that. I'm used to the Memphis, I want to say Memphis males being, all of them got the same motherfucking way about themselves. It's like they're a different, the same animal, but a different beast. That's how I look at Memphis one. All of them, they the same, but all of them just got different motives. So, I don't even know if it was a motive here, but the thing that came at me was like, oh, hell no. I'm like, no. So I was kind of glad that she did that because me, I'm not good at that in that way. I'm not good at telling somebody I don't want to fuck with them because you a victim and you looking for somebody to save you. I ain't looking for nobody to save me. And I think that's where it went wrong because it's a lot of little shit that happened this weekend. I wasn't trying to save shit. First of all, we ain't even committed yet. So I ain't saving nothing to you for you if I ain't committed. I don't care how you feel about it. I ain't one of these niggas out here like that. I don't do that. I gotta see what you got going first. Nigga, you know, most of these hoes, females, they got niggas taking care of them behind the scenes. You know what I'm saying? I ain't stupid behind that either. I just don't say nothing behind that shit. I just wanna see how you gonna try to play it out. And she played it out just to see. And just like I thought, it wasn't gonna work. It wasn't gonna work. And she know that and I know that. So, I mean, just like, she claimed,
Well,
I ain't gonna even go there because that's gonna be putting too much of her business out there. But let me tell you something, baby. I'm one of the. Anyway, anybody who know me. I ain't gotta say no more about that. If you know me, you actually know. She don't know me. She met me for 2 days. She don't know me. Just like I don't know her. You know what I'm saying? She don't know my tendencies. She don't know none of that shit. Just like I don't know hers. It was a fill out process. The shit didn't fill out. I ain't fucked up about it. She ain't either. So, you know, moving on type shit. But it was just the fact of how she came with that shit though. You know what I'm saying? First she claimed somebody took some money off her card and she ain't got no money and all this old shit. And then she mad at me because I wouldn't do some shit. And I'm looking at her like, you ain't my girl yet. I didn't know we was committed yet. We ain't had that conversation for me to be doing shit. So I'm not doing a goddamn thing. And I don't expect for no female to do shit for me either. If we ain't together, we ain't committed or we ain't feeling each other out. What kind of shit is that? So she actually got mad at me because I wouldn't do some shit. That's what she really got mad about. I don't give a fuck about that. Take your ass on to them niggas who gonna do that shit and fuck and get themselves deeper in hole and while you move on. They gonna put themselves deeper in a hole fucking with you trying to do shit for you while you moving on. Nah, that ain't what I'm doing no more. That's why I'm damn near in the process I am now trying to help motherfuckers. Fuck that. I ain't studying that shit. That's why when she said what she said, it was almost like, ooh, it was like a weight off my motherfucking shoulders. I ain't gonna even lie to you, because it was like, man, how I'm gonna deal with this shit now? And I just lined up, and she offered me to come with her. That would make it so bad. I didn't ask you shit. I ain't asked you for a goddamn thing. I just want to just be in your presence and enjoy your company. But you took it to this. So I let her take it to that level. She upset herself. Cause she ain't upset me. She upset herself. And so I just was like, fuck it. You go ahead. Do what you do. I just hate these motherfuckers always trying to play victim and wanna blame us or blame the nigga cause we are not. See, it's two, I know there's two type of niggas out here. A nigga who will do something for anything, and a nigga who won't do shit unless it's valid. I'm the nigga who gonna do something if it's valid. None of that shit she was talking about was valid. You know what I'm saying? None of it. So, what I'm trying to say is, you've been riding. This is for an example right here. Just say you had a car. Now, you know your car been fucked up. You know what I'm saying? Running hot, all type of shit. Then you meet me. So, your car runs hot. Bitch, you expect me to buy you antifreeze and shit like that. And you been riding like this. So, it's almost like, what the fuck was you doing? Sitting around waiting on a motherfucker to come save you or something? That's why I'm like, nah. Hell, and I thought about that when I'm like, bitch. Nah. You riding like this. You know this shit like this, but you don't try to get nothing done until I come along. Oh, you mean whatever. It could have been, I believe it could have been anybody. It couldn't have been me, just me. It could have been any motherfucker about it. That's why I'm saying it's just a victim role. It could have been anybody. I'm not saying, well, she just picked me. And now, it could have been anybody who came up that was going to be in that position, man. But it's kind of making me understand why she was alone. Why a nigga won't fuck with her. Why a nigga won't call her back. Why a nigga won't do. I understand this shit now. You know what I'm saying? I actually understand this shit. So, I'm just broadcasting it for these niggas out here that can't see when they try to blind you with their victim shit. These folks are not a victim. They have motives. That victim role is a motive. It's not really true. Ain't no female really a victim because it's too many niggas that'll do shit for them. Now, whether they want the niggas to do shit for them or not is on them, their choice, but they have it. So they not really actually victims. It's a motive. They only picking and choosing who they want to fuck with or who they want something from or who they think they can get something from. They got me, I'm past this shit. I'm past it. I'm not gonna let my right hand know my left hand. I will never tell no female what I got like that. Never. If you can't take me with nothing, you can't take me with everything. So I ain't saying shit. When I go around a female, I'm always gonna not have nothing. I don't need you to do shit for me, but I ain't gonna have shit either. So we gonna see where that real, like back in high school shit, when you really like somebody because they ain't got a goddamn thing, we gonna see where that play out. So that's what I've been on lately, trying to see. And ain't nobody play it out. Everybody got this moment. You know what I'm saying? Everybody come in. Look, I ain't telling you what I got. I don't give a fuck what you think about me. It don't matter how bad you talk. It don't matter what you say. I'm still going on. That if I didn't get talked about, then I wouldn't be relevant. So, I just want to say for these niggas out here, that when these females play this, and niggas know when females playing a victim role, you just like it. Like them so much, you overlook it. I am a 100,000... Man, I'm guilty of that. And that's why some of the shit that has happened to me, I can't blame them. I'm one of the one who fell for that shit. You know what I'm saying? I fell for the, oh, I ain't got this, I ain't got this, I can't get this, I can't get this. And I'm looking at it like, you can't get no motherfucking antifreeze, bitch, but you just spent $60, $70 on food. So, no. Obviously, your priorities is in the wrong fucking place. If you wanna put that on me, you can't put that on me. You been had that. I can understand if I was with you and this shit happened. Then this shit happened and it's like, okay, alright. But this shit's already happened, you just ain't got nothing done. It's like you sitting here, I don't know if you sitting here waiting on a nigga to come save you or not. But it ain't me. I ain't coming to save nobody. That ain't what we doing. We can do it, we can save each other, but I ain't coming to save. And that's just, I think that's where everybody go wrong with me. And cause I don't ask for nothing. I done gave people money I didn't know. I didn't pay folks rent I didn't know. I didn't pay folks light bill I didn't know. I didn't fill folks gas car with gas up I didn't know. All these females, now some of them niggas I fuck with, but mostly female, I didn't know you like that, just trying to, and nothing come good in the end. So therefore, I just don't do it no more. Point blank, period. Until I know what it is. And I can't know what it is in a couple of days. And then you be like, well, this ain't gonna work. And I'm saying in my head, damn, how am I gonna tell her this shit ain't gonna work? Because she already a victim, but she beat me to the punch. And I was happy about that. I was really happy about that. So no, I'm not fucked up about it. If you hear this podcast, no, I'm not fucked up about it. I'm glad that you did that. You saved me and you a whole lot of trouble. And a whole lot of, you know, problems that, well, I wasn't gonna have no problem with you. Cause I know how to maneuver through that type of shit. It's easy. For me anyway, it's easy. But see, it's easy. When you have friends everywhere. You know what I'm saying? I got friends everywhere and it don't really matter. So that's what I'm trying to get her to understand. You're not hurting me at all. You're not hurting me. It was just going to be a help. I was just trying to help you because I ain't got no kids. I ain't got to take care of nobody. You do. So anything for me would have just been icing on the cake. But yet, you want to take the icing and spread that motherfucker everywhere. That ain't going to work. So I hated that was a quick, I call it rendezvous, but that's what the fuck it was. Then she claimed, I ain't gonna even say that either, cause I don't even wanna fuck up. But she just claimed some shit that ain't never happened to me before in my life. Ain't nobody never told me no shit like that. It was a pure way out. You know what I'm saying? It was a pure way out. That's all it was. I'm glad she found her way out. I wasn't finna fight against it. Wasn't finna go there. Do what you do. And I hope it turned out for you. You know what I'm saying? That's how I looked at it. But damn, I've been rumbling for 15, almost 15 minutes. But that's all I want to tell y'all today, man. You know what I'm saying? Just be careful about these victim females. Because they are victims now. They play the victim very well nowadays. And you can automatically tell if they play the victim. You will hear some of the things they say. And you'll say, damn, why? And then when you have to say that, no good. No good. But to the next time, pills clean now. Peace.